Now I should be joined on the line by Jill Brennan, who is CEO of the Celiac Society of Ireland. Good morning to you, Jill.
Hiya, Debbie. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. And it's a very important week. We know it's Men's Health Awareness Week up until Father's Day, which is this Sunday, the 20th of June. And on the show this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about undiagnosed celiac disease in men. And at the moment, there's 16,000 males in Ireland which are undiagnosed. It seems to be a very high number.
Well, it is, Debbie, because one of the key things is that men don't get checked. And men don't get looked at. And I mean, it's a commonality, I suppose, across most of their health. There are some men out there, and it's not to tire everybody with the same brush. There's some men who are out there who are very on top of taking care of themselves, having their annual checkups, that kind of thing. There's a lot of men, like my father, who basically wouldn't go to the doctor from one year to the next unless they had a leg hanging off.
Yeah.
And what we want to try and, I suppose, do this week in particular as part of Men's Health Awareness Week is to highlight the fact that undiagnosed celiac disease in men is actually very dangerous.
Really? So, Jill, what actually is celiac disease? I know we hear a lot about IBS, Crohn's, celiac, you know, and sometimes it's hard to kind of differ from each one what exactly is. So what is celiac and the symptoms that you might be getting?
Okay, so what celiac disease is basically, it's a chronic, which means it's a lifelong autoimmune disease whereby the body reacts to gluten being ingested. And what that means is that it actually damages the lining of your intestine. If you eat gluten and you're an undiagnosed celiac, what you're doing is you're actually eroding the lining of your intestine, which means that it's then harder for you to absorb the key nutrients that you need to basically have a healthy life. So you're not able to induce or to absorb nutrients that you might need, for example, for calcium for your bones, zinc and magnesium, on all the nutrients that you need. So really what these main symptoms are would be, the classic symptoms are constipation, diarrhea, bloating and abdominal pain. Now, some people will get no symptoms from eating gluten, yet they are celiac. And it's really those people that we are trying to target, as well as people who have the classic symptoms, Debbie. The people with celiac disease who are undiagnosed but with no symptoms, you have a higher likelihood that you have celiac disease if you have a known relative. So, for example, a sibling, a mother, a father, an auntie, an uncle, a cousin, first-degree relative within that first cousin mix, so to speak. If you have a brother or sister or father or mother who has celiac disease, it's 1 in 10 chance then that you have it as well. So the chances actually increase that you see. So we're trying to get people tested. And it's very simple how to get tested. You basically, the next time you're at your GP, you're getting a blood test, you just get a blood test and ask them to check for your TTG levels, which is your transglutaminase hormone. And if that hormone, that TTG level is high, it means then that you may need to go for a biopsy just to see, you could take a little tiny sliver of your upper intestine to see if there's any damage being done. And then it's a case of just going on the gluten-free diet for life, which is not as frightening as it used to be, given the huge range of products that are out there now. And of course, we're here in the Celiac Society to help you.
And if there's people listening this morning and they are suffering like that with those type of symptoms, and I know that can be a range of symptoms as well for other stuff like irritable bowel syndrome as well.
Yeah.
You know, if they go to the doctor and the doctor is going to give them a blood test, will this automatically be checked, or do they actually have to say, can you test me for this as well, just in case?
Unfortunately, this is something we're trying to get basically as a go-to with across the GPs and the ICGP in Ireland at the moment, the Irish of general practitioners, is to have it as a mandatory test when somebody presents with these classic symptoms, and don't automatically jump to the IBS or if something dodgy you ate. All it is a blood test. The blood test will tell you what the TTG levels are. If the TTG levels are high, then that means that you need to get the biopsy, which is, like I said, the classic, the gold standard test. And for men in particular, we really want to try and highlight this, because two of the symptoms, I think, that will really affect men, if you have these symptoms and are not tested for celiac disease, is osteoporosis and infertility.
Really? That can lead to osteoporosis?
Yeah, and a lot of people associate celiac disease with women because the numbers currently show that there's more women than women are twice as likely as men to be diagnosed with celiac disease. But really, that's to do with the fact that men aren't getting tested.
Yeah.
But if men aren't being tested, one of the other classic things that will actually show is that if men present with broken bones and osteoporosis, you need to get checked for celiac disease, because I can guarantee the two go hand in hand. The other thing is, if men are presenting with it to their doctor with low sperm count, low sperm mobility, and gonadal dysfunction, get tested for celiac disease, lads, because I'm telling you, that's the other really classic indication that you may have it. And the thing is that once you're diagnosed, you make a recovery fairly rapidly. Within children, it's pretty quick. It's within 6 to 8 months. And with adults, it's 12 to 18 months. In kids in particular, mothers listening this morning, if your son is showing the signs of delayed puberty and he's not growing, get that child checked for celiac disease, because they, again, are two very clear symptoms of the fact that a child may have celiac disease. And again, all it is initially is a blood test. And for children, it's really, really easy. If their TTG levels are off the chart, more often than not, the GP and the gastroenterologist consultant will not actually ask for the biopsy. They will basically put the child on the gluten-free diet immediately. But what we do recommend is that you see a gastroenterologist via your GP, get the biopsy done. It's done under a local anaesthetic, it's done and dusted, and then you have the gold standard of whether or not you have it.
You're saying that, and it is, get your TTG levels checked, is that right?
Yeah, that's the protein hormone that's released in the blood if you have celiac disease and it's not being treated.
And that's it, like most of us will go to the doctor, get our bloods done. Nobody would have a clue, well, most people wouldn't have a clue to ask for this. So really, as you say, you're trying to fight, and doctors should be really checking it out when you're going with symptoms.
If your GP is I'm not saying GPs are not on the ball, but because they're so busy at the moment, you know, a lot of the GP practices are doing great work rolling out the vaccine. They're doing huge work having tried to protect as many of their patients as possible since the outbreak of the pandemic. But if you are going to the GP and you are, it's always important to ask them to basically, when they say, right, you really need a blood test, well, while you're there, the blood can tell so much. Get the TTG level checked out. Get your vitamin D, your vitamin K, all of those things checked out, because you'll never know what's there that you might need to supplement. Because, again, don't forget, we live in Ireland, and okay, yes, the sun has been shining since last week, thank God, but still we need to be taking our vitamin D. And that's, again, across the board. Mm. You know, but what I'm trying to impress upon people is, when you go to your GP, regardless of whether you think you have symptoms for celiac disease or not, whether you're a man, woman or child, you should always ask them to take every box on that blood test, because isn't it great to know that you can come back either clear or you might be deficient in something. And we should never be scared of what comes back on that blood test, because more often than not, it's something as simple as cutting out gluten, cutting out lactose, increasing your vitamin D, increasing your vitamin K. And please God, for 99% of the population, that's how it will be. So, you know, that's my philosophy in life. It's not a medical opinion. It's my own personal opinion.
Yeah.
But when it comes to celiac disease, I would always say to people, if you find yourself with the classic symptoms of diarrhea, constipation, bloating and abdominal pain, please just ask the GP when you go for your next test to take some blood and get it tested for celiac disease. If you have a child who is failing to thrive, failing to grow, delayed puberty, they should always get the blood test and check for celiac disease.
But that's the thing, you know, like Jill, it's very hard. Like you're going over as a patient and you want to get all tested. You know, I wouldn't have ever thought of asking for a doctor to check my vitamin D. And I didn't know this until last year. I'm just speaking for myself. I got it checked. I went over to this centre here and they checked my vitamin D, which I didn't know. And it was so, so low, really, really low now. And I was put on a really high dose of a liquid and I'm still on it now.
Yeah.
But my doctor never sent me for vitamin D. You know, so you kind of have to start speaking up and saying you want everything tested. And I don't know why they don't kind of offer it anyway. Is it to do with money or, you know, is it the cost of it?
It's not. Once you send that test and it's sent to the lab, once the lab knows what to test for, they'll test it. It's not additional money. The test is paid for regardless of how many things you check on the box. It's a legacy thing, I think, Debbie, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Whereby, you know, it's a society thing. Doctor knows best.
Yeah.
Well, the doctor doesn't live in your body. The doctor doesn't know what goes on in your head. He doesn't know how you ache in the mornings, how you ache when you put your foot down in a certain way. You know, doctors don't live in your body. Mm. And while they are phenomenally important to the society that we live in, and I have ultimate respect for doctors, they are some of the best people out there. It's a vocation in itself. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself, because at the end of the day, you live in this body.
Exactly.
You are the one who's carrying it around every day. You're the one who knows what goes on with it. And if you're not sure about something, say it.
I know.
Because,
yeah,
you know, that's the way it is. I had this running joke with my niece, who's a doctor in Cork, and she's a paediatric doctor in Cork. And I say to her, there's a reason why they say you guys practice. You're constantly learning. And that's what you have to remember when you go to a doctor. Yes, they have an enormous amount of knowledge, but they learn something new every day.
Exactly. And as you say, don't be afraid to ask, because you know your own body, and if there's something not right.
And when it comes to men, that's so important.
Yeah.
Men are very poor at asking. Yeah. They seem to think it's a strength thing, it's a weakness thing. Lads, if you're listening today and you feel, and I know that talking about your bowel motions, your stomach, your gas, your, I mean, Jesus, I'm sure lads joke about it over cups of tea at 11 o'clock now. But if it's an ongoing issue that's really niggling on you, just ask for the blood test. And then you'll know. And if you have to go for the biopsy, unfortunately, you still have to stay eating gluten until you get the gastroenterologist tells you whether or not you have celiac disease or not. And then once you stop eating the gluten, I'm telling you, within at least 12 to 16 weeks, you will start to feel so much better.
And will you have to stay on a gluten-free diet then for life?
For life. Now, that is not as hard as it sounds. We recently launched our Minding Me gluten-free app, which is available to our members here in the Celiac Society. And of course, our website has loads of information as well, not just for our members, but also for people who are looking for information or looking to try and get ideas about how to live the gluten-free life. It's actually very simple. Once you know the steps, and for the first 3 to 5 years, we're there to help you. We are there at the Celiac Society of Ireland to support you, help you, guide you. You can contact our dietitian, you can contact our food expert, you can contact the team if you just want somebody to talk to. And we're available online on www.celiac.ie, and that's CoeLiac.ie. And you can also contact us on our office number, which is 01-872-1471. The team there will be only too happy to talk to you. And if you have any questions at all or any queries, please don't hesitate to either email us on info@celiac.ie or give us a shout on that number, 01-872-1471. And the girls there and the team there will be only too happy to help out.
And Jill, is it more, I suppose, a common in men to develop celiac, or does it make a difference? Is it as common in women?
You see, Debbie, this is, I suppose, where it's a bit of a chicken and egg thing, as I might have referred to earlier, in that it is shown that women are twice as likely as men in Ireland to have celiac, to be diagnosed with celiac disease. However, women are much better at going to ask about their symptoms and get a definitive answer as to why they're feeling a certain way, whereas men are not. So it's that whole thing of, is there a cohort of undiagnosed men out there that we don't know about? Because, you see, there are studies out there that have shown that the men are more likely to be undiagnosed.
Exactly.
So let's say, for example, they've carried out studies amongst a group of people who have no celiac, who have not been diagnosed with celiac disease. And men are more likely to come out of that group with celiac disease. That's because they've never gone to get tested. Mm. They just kind of think, sure, that's it. I have a couple of pints at the lads, and sure, that's what you expect. You know, you'll have gas, you'll have bloating.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you drink beer. That's not what happens when you drink beer.
Mm.
Unless you're a celiac or you have a severe gluten. If you drink beer and you feel bloated, windy, severe diarrhea and abdominal pain as a result, it's not the fact you drank the beer, lads, it's the fact that the gluten is in the beer. And there are plenty of beers out there at the moment that are gluten-free. But really what we want you to do is get tested, because the damage you have done to your gut as a result of not being tested for gluten and not being tested for celiac disease means that we then don't know what nutrients you're also missing. And that's really important, because fibre and nutrients are so important to the diet, regardless of whether you have celiac disease or not. These are really important. So, look, there's information on this, Debbie, on our website about celiac disease and men's health.
Hmm.
We're having a seminar today with our dietitian, Sarah Keogh. If anybody wants to log in for that, go again to our website and check it out. I think we've over nearly 150 people registered for that for today, an online seminar with Sarah, our dietitian. She's happy to answer any questions you may have as well. In confidence, if you want to do this without anybody knowing, your privacy will be totally respected. You can call us and we'll get the dietitian to call you back. But really, if men are feeling any of those classic symptoms, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, abdominal pain, and excess gas, lads, get tested.
Get tested. And wheat allergy, is that a different thing than gluten? Is that a different allergy?
Well, wheat has gluten in it. So really the same thing. It's the same thing. So when you're talking about gluten, Debbie, you're talking about wheat, rye, barley, anything, the grains. Oats, not so much. Oats have a very, very low gluten count in it. But as it happens, a lot of celiacs are also allergic to oats because of another protein that's in it. The unfortunate thing about celiac disease is that it's as a result of something gone wrong with about 38 different genes in your body. So it's not just a matter of targeting one gene and turning that off and everything will be happy. There's 38 different things going on at the same time, and that's what the challenge is. And that's why we are trying to raise money for research into causes of and cures for celiac disease. And we'll be doing a big fundraiser in July, and we'll be encouraging everybody to do 5 for 5K. Basically what it is, we're trying to raise €5,000 for research purposes in July, and we want you to do 5 things and raise money via our GoFundMe page. All the information about that will be made available over the next coming weeks. By all means, get in touch with us if you're interested and want to know more. But just coming back to this particular topic, think about things that have grains in them, and that's where your problem is. Mm. If you are eating bread, whether it be brown bread or white bread, wholemeal bread, whatever, and that you find after you eat that there's something going wrong, get tested. Don't cut gluten out and not get tested, because what a lot of people tend to do is they cut gluten out of their diet and they begin to feel better immediately. And then what they do is they go back on it, or they allow little bits of gluten to creep into their diet. If you don't cut gluten out of your diet completely, you continue to damage your gut. And the more damage you do to your gut, the more likely you are for the risks of things, like I said, osteoporosis, infertility, failure to thrive. In women, anemia is a big thing. You're looking at, and as well as that, it can lead in a small number of cases to bowel cancer, and that's something you don't want.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, that's so important now. So if there is any men listening out there today and they are having any of the symptoms, I'll read them out again before the end of the show, do go and get checked before you let it get to that point where it is quite serious. I know you said it's a small number, but, you know, go and get checked. It is Men's Health Awareness Week and it needs to be done. Listen, Jill, thanks a million for talking to us. And maybe we'll have a quick chat before your the fundraising is coming up in July to just get it out there again to remind people.
I appreciate that, Debbie. Thanks a million. And look, lads, any men out there who've been listening this morning and are concerned or have queries, get in touch with us. You can have a chat with our dietitian, or you can make an appointment to see her, and you can get all our information again on our website, celiac.ie, or email us on info@celiac.ie, or, like I said, give us a call on 01872 1471. Debbie, great. Thanks a million. Really
thank you. Thank you, Jill.
To chat with you.
Thanks.
Take
bye.
Care yourself.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And once again, a big thank you there to Jill Brennan, who is CEO of the Celiac Society of Ireland.